Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and your host of the show, Life After Happiness. Today, we have a returning guest, Jacqueline Stallone. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
You know, last time you were on, I don't know if I told you about this, but I had read your book. I know I told you this on the phone call. I read your book, Star Power.
Yes.
And I love the foreword that your son wrote. I mean,
really?
It was interesting because, I mean, you know, that's what makes you interesting, because when I saw, like, him say that you predicted to the day that he was going to sell the script for Rocky.
That's true.
I mean, did you do any similar predictions? Because I know it's interesting. Not a lot of people can say that. Doesn't Frank Stallone have a Grammy?
But nominated for many Grammys, about a half a dozen, but nominating and winning them are two different things.
Oh, okay. So he's been Grammy nominated, but he's never won a Grammy.
It's like a person says, I was a nominee for President of the United States, but being the nominee and being the president carry two values.
I got you. But I mean, like, it's just amazing. Like, when you see... Has your son never made a career move, and then you told him don't do that, and then after it happens, you called him on it?
Yes.
Well, what was his career move?
No. Do I call him after it happens or doesn't happen? Most of the time, when I make a prediction, I give a great thought, such as the political debate I've done for many, many years. When they said Arnold Schwarzenegger would run for governor, are you kidding? What's his background? A gymnasium? And I said he would. Everyone made fun of me, but I was on TV a week before and told it. It's the most astrologers tell you afterward, you know, so, well, didn't I tell you so? No, well, we didn't hear them. Gore would lose by a few hundred points. It's a few hundred, and that was foul play. They didn't believe that, but it was true. And I did that
What about this upcoming one?
This one? It's going to be the same thing. Foul play. Trump will win. But there's a lot of foul play going on right now. You know, this kissing business is a lot of hooey. If you live in Hollywood, I mean, that's part of the game. I hate it. I'm part of the set. My son is, but somehow or other I get involved because people think if they know me, they get a chance to know him. So every time I meet someone, there's always a big kiss or a hug, which I think is unnecessary. I don't like it for germ reasons, plus they smear my makeup. But that goes with the territory. And you can take it personal, some hug and squeeze too tight. I don't think it's necessary. I would rather them shake my hand like the Queen of England. But that's not Hollywood. And some of these girls that I hear on TV, maybe did kiss them. So what? That's Hollywood. You're expected to do it, whether you like it or not. Not like I'm expected to return it like I like it, I hate it. Now I'm getting so, when I see them coming with a kiss, I can always say, because it means exactly nothing. It's a thing of expressing like I accept you, I like you. It doesn't mean I love you. Now, what other question do you want to ask me?
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, because it's like you must have given him a lot of advice. I mean, like over the years.
Who was given the wrong advice?
No, I didn't say wrong advice. A lot of advice.
Who, Trump?
You were. I was talking about you giving your son a lot of advice.
I did. And did he take it? Yes, he did most of the time. I would say my bit. Advice is when he didn't like it when I said we were in Paris on a vacation. I told him, he was only a teenager, that he'd be very famous before his 27th birthday as a writer. Well, that insulted him. He was so mad he took a subway in Paris and was gone for most of the day, and he doesn't speak French. So he did win. And as a writer, he said, how can you call me a writer when I flunked writing in school? I was thrown out of 17 schools. I can't write. I can barely spell my own name. I said, well, that's the way the stars say. So he didn't believe me till after he won. Then he was always calling me. I was giving or who's going to win and who isn't going to win, who's good, who's not there, or when he's going to release a movie, I'd say, I look at the planets, and if it's Moon's Void, of course, I know that the women won't go for the movie and tell them to wait another day. Sometimes he says, we can't wait. I said, well, then take your chances.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, do you do charts still, or?
I don't want to be bothered anymore. I'll tell you, I'm asking them. I'm doing a few politicians' charts, and I don't want to do any more after this. I mean, right now I'm getting hate mail because I went live and said that, well, on my computer, I said, now you're the first radio show I'm going live on saying that he's going to win. Well, it's not my saying. It so happens I know the man. He's a very decent person. He hangs out at Sylvester's, and that's where beautiful women hang out, and I've never seen him make a play on anybody. Yes.
Yeah, I figure you probably ran into him a few times. Yeah, the thing I got, I will say this about him versus Hillary. Hillary's worse than he is.
Now, I'm not into politics. I'm into gossiping and astrology. But when it comes to politics, I don't like the way the country is being run. I don't really. I have very little to say about it. But more of the same thing, I don't think so. If nothing, he will change. And he will, I know he'll change. He hasn't changed. Anything will be a change. Otherwise, same thing, we're going to end up in a war. I think this war that Bush put us into has been too long. A war like 15 years doesn't make sense.
I mean, it's how long have you been? I know that you worked with the National Enquirer a little bit, right?
How long? I've been with them.
Yeah.
Well, let's say since Sylvester became famous, they sort of hitched onto my wagon. I don't like them. But the fact is, and I know that there's so many lies. I mean, how many times do you read the Queen is dying? Well, she's not dying. We're all dying. How often do you read Cher's dying? It's her last wish. Well,
yeah.
She's no more dying than anyone else is dying. She's dying when her time is due. And I've read many things about me that were just not true. I mean, they're called headings. They take one word and make it so big. I mean, you want to turn off TV now just to listen to all the bobbleheads about Trump and the kiss in the field. Now, you know perfectly well, the one girl, if she's sitting, she said, in a nightclub of 1,000 people. Number one, she said she was sitting on a couch. Now, first, she said she was sitting on a table, and someone's hands went up her leg. Well, then she said, I jumped off the couch. Now, you know yourself, a public figure like him, if he's sitting on the couch, the shoulder next to about 10 other people on the couch, too, someone wouldn't have seen that happen? Don't be silly. You know, they wouldn't
have
seen it.
Yeah, that is true. No, I agree with you 100%. Someone would have seen that happen.
I know women so well, being in California, what they'll do to get attention. It's unbelievable how many stars are attacked, including my young kid, all the time for a lot of crap like this. The woman on the airplane, all right, if she got in their first class, she didn't know who he was, a total stranger. But when you're in first class, you know yourself, there are only about 8 seats. The hostess, and if you're important, she sits right there. She didn't see anything. She didn't tell the hostess. That's a lot of crap, too. If you check each one's background, and then when Gloria Allred gets involved, that's what she does for a living. Not many lawyers have any respect for Gloria Allred's opinion, believe me. And I know Gloria Allred, too. So I think it's criminal, and I think the mere fact that basically that he's fighting with the humiliation of his family, it's a very good sign. Most people would just suddenly bow out, say, to family issues, or sickness, or illness. They'd get some excuse. He's not bowing out. Remember when Gary Hart was running, and just because he's had it sitting on his knees and called it monkey business, he couldn't take the humiliation, so he bowed out. This one's not going to bow out. If anyone should bow out, it's Hillary Clinton, because we have more to lose by her. For a simple
reason.
What
do you think of Bill Clinton during the debate, the look on his face?
I think he looks like he's on the verge of having Alzheimer's disease, don't you? It's kind of silly grin from time to time. All right, let's put him. We've got him in the White House now. And we know he really goes through the thing. As a president, his conduct was disgraceful. I know Jennifer Flowers personally. He kept her on the string for 12 years when he was governor. She loved him. He loved her. He pulled all kinds of crap on her. So, and I know her personally. I don't know the other women. I don't think much of them. But the thing is, she's not stepping up there making a lot of racket, if you notice. She could say a hell of a lot. But how about, we talk about putting Trump with these morals in the White House. How about putting Clinton back with his morals in the White House? This, while his wife is working, look how much fun and spare time he can have.
Yeah.
Think of that.
What I think, honestly, what's going to happen is I think that she would get back into the White House, and then he's going to have an affair, and then he's going to throw him to the curb because he doesn't need her anymore. Need him anymore.
I think she wants to get in just for spite to stick it to him, because he's been sticking it to her for years.
Oh, really?
But look at it. About having a molester in the White House, like Trump, do you want a molester, a man who hugs women? No, well, what about the other one? Do you want him? People don't think of that. You know, I'm not really concerned about, interested in Trump's past. I'm more interested in America's future, and I think if we all look around, the future looks very, very glum, and you know it. For heaven's sakes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. It is very, very glum. I mean, it's like everybody's still afraid all the time.
If they would take pictures of what Pennsylvania and Ohio looks like, it's practically evacuated. I mean, it's really criminal. Where are these jobs gone? And we know that anyone who takes money for graft, they have to return. There's no such thing as getting billions of dollars in gifts and loans and putting it in your piggy bank, unless you owe the people. And that's what's scary about me, about Hillary. They owe a hell of a lot of people. I mean, why would Saudi Arabia put $15 million in her bank account, for God's sake, just because they like her? I don't think so. Why don't they put it in someone else's? Because basically, she can do some favors for them. And that's the way the country's run.
Have you ever met Hillary Clinton?
No, but I know Trump very well. And I used to date a Supreme Court judge. I knew him very well. He's retired, one of the nine. So I have a lot of information there. And I know that Washington's very dirty and greedy. It's all about money and power. And I think Donald wants to make the world great again. He's got that kind of an ego just to say, be able to say, see what I did for this country? You see what I did? And he'll do it. I don't mean he's perfect and everything, but he's smart enough to hire smart people.
He's a Gemini, isn't he?
Yes. And Geminis are actually, of the whole zodiac, they are the smartest. It's an air sign. It's very bright.
That's funny. Thanks for saying that, by the way.
Why? Why, you're Gemini?
28th of May.
Well, you know perfectly well you're not.
What?
Good, no, you're not.
You know I'm a Gemini. Yeah, it's funny. When I interviewed this other psychic, I told her my birthday. She goes, the 28th of May. She goes, oh, you little Gemini, you. And I said, no wonder you're in radio. And she goes, I'm surprised you're not writing. What's funny is now I'm actually trying to write a treatment for a television show.
8th of May? She's a Taurus. Who said she's a Gemini?
No, the 28th. Of May.
28th. Well, yeah, she just barely got that. She's a Gemini. She's in the middle of the sign. She's about 8 degrees.
No. She said, I'm a Gemini, because my birthday is the 28th of May.
Well, I mean, if you were born that part of May, you are a Gemini. Any part of May is a Gemini.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, I'm a Gemini, per your book.
Means you like to be around breezy, intelligent people, and that you could do more a lot of things. And I think basically you also may kiss the women as well, meaning nothing, but you give them a feel. How many men say, gee, I'd like to bang that? I know my own kids say it when they see certain people. My boys have heard them say,
what
yeah,
I also loved about your what I also loved about your book was that when you went to my beacon, you put the John F. Kennedy in there.
He was the world's worst. Right in the White House, put him in there. Actually, and I think Marilyn Monroe's death was no accident. You put him in there. You put Bobby Kennedy in there. I mean, put this whole group in there. George Bush was an alcoholic. Put his father in there, though. I think he had busy hands.
Now, you said that Washington is going to be trusted. Let me ask you this. Do you think Elvis is alive?
Of course not.
Okay,
do
some
you?
People do.
Well,
no, I don't think that Elvis is alive. I do have a few interesting opinions on aliens, though, but I don't think Elvis is alive.
There's aliens, but I don't believe Elvis is alive. I think it's just like my daughter. My daughter died 4 years ago, lung cancer. I have her ashes. She feels very much alive, but I know that in another world she's alive. I feel as though spiritually she's alive, but she can't walk in and talk to me.
Now, you're an astrologer, but are you psychic as well?
I hope not. I could be.
I like that answer.
Arthur?
What?
That's a born gift. There are things I have said just out of my mouth and have happened and scares me, but that doesn't what make me say I'm a psychic, because a psychic, you can't train a person to be a psychic. People have intuitions and feelings, ill feelings about things, but
well, a lot of the things that you've told me before are things that you just know. Like, you know, like when you told me about Bill Clinton, I mean, you know, you said yourself you've actually probably met Bill Clinton. You probably actually sat and met Bill Clinton at a dinner.
I think right? Listen, when Obama was running right early in the election, a black president, I was the only one that went out there and said he would win. And I made a lot of enemies. And he did. What were the chances? And I said, made a point that Hillary would not win. I made a point to say she's not going to win this either. Now, my career's on the line, but at my age, I really don't care.
But you're right. I mean, like, Trump, so you think it's going to be... Well, what they say is, I will say this. This is one of the things I'll say about this election that's interesting. Every election year, when a politician wins Ohio, they win the election, and Trump is ahead in Ohio.
Well, Ohio and Pennsylvania, he should be, because, you know, the factories, those countries are hurting badly. I mean, who are you interested in personally? Are you interested in Trump's romances or his deals? And basically, he wouldn't mind hitting that one up, taking this one to bed, I wouldn't mind that, or your future, your job. The hell do you care what he says? What about Eisenhower? What about Roosevelt, who had his mistress living in the White House? When he died, she was there with him. How come no one said anything about that?
I guess because of the internet, it's different now.
What about Lyndon Johnson was a guy that basically, always insisted on putting his tongue down your throat if you could get away with it. I know for a fact. It happened to me, so did I go and report? Do I care? I figure that's just ugly way of doing
it. What do you mean it happened to you?
What do you mean? I happened to go to affairs at times. And I can say I was very much insulted and humiliated when I was introduced and he did that. Just said, let me give you a kiss and did that. I felt bad.
Lyndon Johnson stuck his tongue down your throat?
Now, that's years and years ago. Should I come up and tell anyone that? Should I tell his parents or tell his family? What do I care? I just took instead of saying, this man's a pig, but he's running a good country, running the country right.
Did you ever meet Nixon?
I think that was Lady Bird's problem. I always feel that if that's happening, that's the wise problem.
Well, that's another thing. Yeah, like, I think the thing about Bill Clinton is why they mention old Bill Clinton thing is that at any time Hillary Clinton could have held Bill Clinton accountable, but she chose not to.
Because she basically wanted to get even with him. And look at the trash he picked. At least if they say that Trump like Nancy O'Dell, he would like to have gone to bed with him. I'm sure every man in the world would like to have gone. But he didn't call her up and ask for a date. That is the way men talk in behind. What do you talk about when you get out with some men and you're going to meet a lot of celebrities that night? What do you talk about? The moon? Or you say the same as every other man. So now he knew that he was going to meet some celebrities, so he wondered how important. Said, "Gee, she's hot. I hope I can get something." Now he has a beautiful wife. That's natural talk. I've heard from every movie star practically that I know. But I have seen Trump in action in my son's house. He's a perfect gentleman, and a plenty of beautiful women around. That's when my son wasn't married, and that was 20 years ago, when that hag on the plane said he wanted her. He didn't want her. And Sylvester was throwing a party, and he was walking around with plenty of beautiful girls there at that party. I didn't see him going after anybody. He was just a perfect gentleman.
Yeah, he sounds like a real sweet guy.
A very refined person. Very nice person. It's like Howard Stern. You say, many people think, "Oh, what? How vulgar! What a pig! Listen to that language." Well, how he talks about women. Well, Howard Stern in person is one of the nicest guys in the world. He says to me, "Look, it goes with the territory. It's the job." I hate talking like that, but it's the job. They expect you to talk like that.
Well, you know, he said, like, when the whole Letterman thing came out, the Letterman blackmail thing.
Yeah.
He said, "Listen, you know, Letterman made a mistake, okay? He was, you know, I have this rule around here. I don't fraternize with interns. You shouldn't."
Yeah, but Letterman was keeping the woman, kept her for a long time. That's different than a woman walks by and Letterman just says, "Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a little of that tonight." Well, there's a big difference in living with a woman and being married and keeping the woman on the side. There is a difference.
Have you ever met David Letterman?
Of course, I've been on his show.
Oh, yeah, okay. What was that like?
I found him very boring. I'm amazed that he stayed so long. And I think basically he makes the best sleeping pill in the world. He is a bore and a nervous wreck before you go on. Goes back and forth. He said he'll never have me again because TV that well, so basically they get signals and they have so many performers on. And once I got on, I got so excited talking about myself and my kids that they kept giving me the warning flashing to get it off. It's time to go off. And I stayed on the whole hour, so he said he will never, never have me on again.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever meet Oprah Winfrey?
Oh, yes. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Oh, really?
Very normal and natural.
Another lady I've always found fascinating is Ellen DeGeneres.
Who?
Ellen DeGeneres.
I like her. I admire her. I like her. She came out of the closet and made it normal and natural, and I think that's wonderful of her.
One of my dreams is to meet her, so.
They didn't like her? My son likes her. I like her. I think she's very good. Just what they do in their bedroom and their privacy for 5 minutes doesn't tell you who they are. She has an act. Look, obviously the heterosexuals aren't doing so well. If 2 out of 3 marriages end up in a divorce, what is that saying for the man? Love.
That's why everybody likes Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon?
Yes.
You mean they're detective?
Well, he's been married to the same woman for like 27 years.
Are you talking about the Mark Harmon and the O.J. case?
No, Mark Harmon and the NCI.
Oh, I see. Sometimes they stay because they have to stay married because they can't afford a divorce.
He's married to Pam Hopper.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, who?
He's Mark Harmon. He's on
the
show.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. And
I don't consider him that important.
What about Robin Williams? Did you ever meet him?
A-list. He's not on the A-list, if I have to ask twice who he is. Let's talk about the A-list and their behavior.
All right.
Okay.
What about Robin Williams?
I knew him very well. I think he's a nice guy. Nice guy. His mother was an old drunk who really was very jealous of him. I remember I did a TV show with her in San Francisco, and I was with Patrick Swayze's mother, and she wanted to show off. So her son's a comedian. She's supposed to be just the mother, and her husband's a lawyer. Then she puts, well, on TV show, she puts two cigarettes up her nose and just tries to fake, like, I mean, how unfeminine is that on TV? And tries to blow smoke through her nose. I mean, is that the mother of a star?
Okay, let me ask you something. I know this is one other celebrity that you did work with, Richard Simmons.
Well, I like him very much. He's a hard worker. He really is.
I know he's like hidden right now. He's not doing anything. But
no. Well, Richard falls in and out of love all the time. He takes love very seriously, and when basically it goes sour, at the time I was at his house, he had a love affair going sour, he really takes it very, very hard. Most gays do.
I mean,
but he's a worker and a fun person. Wonderful to his mother.
They know that, I was just wondering,
I was doing a show with him, and takes his mother on every show. The exercise tape that I did with him and his mother, even though she couldn't exercise, he put her right there in a costume, put her in the front line, told her she was good, even though she was terrible. But he was very protective of him. I have to admire him for that. He would make sure she got pedicures and manicures. I mean, he really elevated her, made her feel like she was very, very special. And she was to him. When Richard Simmons likes you, he likes you. When he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. He doesn't like many people, but when he likes you, he's very loyal.
Yeah. The Johnny Carson?
I think that he was sort of a bigot, don't you think? I don't know why he got all that fame. Consider him basically, he was never nice to his kids, always fair to the women around him. Basically, all the attention was on him. I mean, he totally ignored his kids. Wouldn't even recognize them.
Mm.
But I have respect for people like that who are in a position to help their children and to totally pretend they didn't have them. Divorced a nice woman with children and never gave her any attention to the kids either. Just spiteful. I've never found him funny or loyal.
You know, another question that I'm often going to say is, have you ever thought of suggesting to your son that he arm wrestle Arnold Schwarzenegger for charity?
About charity?
Have your son Sly, Sylvester, arm wrestle Arnold for charity?
I don't know if I don't think he arm wrestles for charity. I know that he's very, very big on autism because he has an autistic son who's 32, who really has the mentality of a three-year-old. And I know that he's very, very busy in that department, which it's about time somebody got busy on it because it's a horrible situation.
Yeah, I was diagnosed as having Asperger's myself.
To have his one son die a few years ago.
Yeah.
He's the only type of autistic who doesn't know who he is. I mean, you have to give him credit. He's never been on drugs. Sylvester, never been a boozer, never been a smoker. He's really had some good habits. But I'm sure if he were running for president, they'd find he was a molester or a this or that. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I think that they're cruel.
They're the what?
I think the press is very cruel. You know it's very censored.
Mm-hmm.
when they call journalism, I know many journalists that go on, they tell me that they can't say what they really want to say. Even when the foreign correspondents come over here, they can't tell the truth. That it's all scripted for them. So what does that say about freedom?
Right. Well, it was a lot of fun having you on. Thanks for coming back.
Oh, my
pleasure.
And I
do love your book, Star Power. Okay?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Yeah.